The rosary is an injection of heaven in your heart. And Satan, he cannot stand the life of Jesus. He cannot stand the life of Mary. So he just has, he's got to run away, you know, when he sees you with a rosary, with your heart. I'll tell you a secret. Because between us, you know, we... When God created each of us, on that day of the creation, Our Lady was there. You know that? She's now in heaven. I hope I'm not saying some mistake. No, it's not a mistake. It's true. She was there when God created each of you. She saw everything. And what did she see? She saw a pure marvel, a pure wonder in the hands of God when He created you. No exception. And what happened to her? She fell in love with each of our lives. And I can tell you, she never recovered from that time. She never recovered when she fell in love with each of our lives. And you know what she saw? She saw that we have been created at the image and resemblance, my English, okay, you know the Bible. Image and picture, I don't know the word, in the image of and resemblance of God, in that we have been created capable to have the fullness of God within ourselves. Isn't it great? She saw that. And she saw also the marvelous plan that God has on our lives. Each of us, we have, you know, something in our lives that God wishes. There is a tremendous hope in the heart of God, the Creator, when He created us. He has a hope and He thinks, oh, I hope He will fulfill that plan, that marvelous plan that I have upon Him. And Our Lady, she knows exactly what is this plan that God has on us. And this plan has a name, and this name is holiness. Holiness, being holy as our Father is holy. But don't worry. I know that many of you are afraid about holiness because they think holiness is something that will bring suffering, is something that is too high for them, that cannot be reached, you know, and they just drop out the simple idea of holiness. Don't worry, don't worry. Our Lady is calling us to holiness, but she's explaining to us what is holiness in holiness. Somebody that is holy is only somebody who has within his heart the fullness of love. And having the fullness of love in our hearts is the deepest desire of every man, is the most visceral desire of each of us, isn't it? Which means a saint is someone who has and who carries heaven within himself. That is why it is a tremendous joy when we meet a saint. And I know many, many saints. In my village in Medjugorje, I know many saints. And I could see here, I'm new here in this place, but I saw many saints among you, thank God. Our Lady said, without holiness, you cannot live. She's strong. I want to read a message where she put very clearly the place of love in our lives. You know, the purpose of our life is the fulfillment of love in our hearts. And listen to her. Especially, dear children, act with love in the place where you live. Listen to that. Let love be always your only way, your only tool. Let love be always your only way. If you have found another way to do something, to make a program, to have an activity, to talk to somebody, to create something, put it apart, leave it, it's wrong. May love be always your only way in everything. That we can promise that to Our Lady from now to everlasting life.